Welcome to the Matt Scambray podcast. I'm Matt Scambray. I've been given a lot of advice in my life, and I have followed some of it, but I haven't followed it all. Today we will be interviewing my dad, David Scambray. My dad is a well-rounded person that has taught me the way he was taught. And here is David Scambray. So, start off, first question. What was the best advice you've ever been given in your life?
The best advice I've ever been given is probably to be the best you can be. Always put your best effort into everything you do, whether it be playing a game or working on a project or working at a job. Always be the best you can be. My dad always told me, you know, he didn't care what I grew up to be, even if it was a garbage man, be the best garbage man you can be. You know, just always put your best effort into it. It will always be rewarding to you.
All right, moving on from there. What do you think was your favorite 20s memory and kind of late teens?
Well, the favorite 20s memory was probably, you know, outside of the birth of my children, probably graduating college, walking across the stage, putting that diploma in my hand and knowing that I had paid for that along the way myself was very rewarding.
And kind of on that topic as well, college, late teens, when did you move out?
I moved out in my early 20s. I moved into an apartment for a short time and then got married at a pretty young age. I was 22 years old when I got married, but I never looked back. I enjoyed being on my own. I was always an independent person, and started out with a one-bedroom efficiency apartment and a folding chair and a waterbed and some old pots and pans from my grandmother, and went from there. But I was always so proud to be living on my own. And like I said, I always tried to figure things out and solve problems on my own. And I try to instill that into my kids as well.
So kind of in that same area, 20s, 30s, what was old technology like back then?
Well, we didn't even have cell phones until probably the mid to late 90s. And computers really weren't a thing. When I was in high school, I remember we had a computer class for the first time in the 11th grade. And we actually had four PCs that the entire school had to share. So we'd all huddle around these PCs and we'd do little basic programs, and we thought that was the coolest thing. So much so that I decided to be a computer science major in college. So I took a couple of semesters of computer science, but quickly learned that it wasn't the right move for me at the time because my family didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't have my own computer at home. It was too difficult to keep up with the kids that had access to those things all the time, in addition to the fact that, you know, I had to work my way through college. So at that point, I had changed majors to a business, general business manager, management degree, and the rest is history.
So kind of moving on from your 20s, what was your 30s or your favorite 30s memory?
Probably my favorite 30s memory was my honeymoon in Hawaii. That was really cool. The plane trip was really cool over there. It was a long plane trip. But Hawaii was just such a beautiful place. The water was so gorgeous and the beaches were awesome. We rented a convertible Mustang and drove around the Big Island, did things like snorkeling, and actually drove up the road to Hana, a really snaky, switchbacky road that along the way you saw beautiful waterfalls. But very nerve-wracking on the way down because it was dark and there were no guardrails and you get headlights in your eyes. But it was an experience nonetheless.
All right, kind of moving on. Kind of looking back at life almost, do you still talk to anyone from high school?
I talk to a few people. Don't really hang out with anyone. There's a guy that I went to high school with that I see at church from time to time. And, you know, we've gotten together over the last few years and camped out together and things like that at our country place. But never really built a real strong relationship with anyone from high school. After I got married, kind of lost touch with them all. I've got another friend that's also I graduated with, that his son is going to A&M, and we've touched base with each other back and forth and tried to meet up at different spots, and something always comes up, and it just seems like it's just not meant to be.
So looking back on your high school career at St. Pius, what did y'all think of St. Thomas back then? What was the sports like the most?
Well, I never played sports. I went to work at an early age, you know, right before my 16th birthday, I started working. So between work and school, you know, that was my focus. But in retrospect, I kind of wish I had played sports because I've always been a very competitive person. But we had really good sports teams back in the early 80s when I was going there. And as far as St. Thomas goes, that was one of our rivals. But, you know, outside of that, I didn't pay a lot of attention to sports.
Yeah.
I was too busy working.
So you mentioned you were you worked from an early age, so I'm guessing you got your license pretty early.
I got my permit when I was 15 and my license the day I turned 16. So, and then just a few weeks after that, I had my first car. So I say a few weeks, probably a few months. As soon as I saved up enough money, I ended up buying me a used truck. And then I was, you know, I felt a sense of freedom being able to go where I wanted to go and back and forth to work and school. It was very satisfying.
All right, just to touch base, kind of starting to close down the podcast. Just to get back to the last point, best advice that you've been given, what's your best piece of advice to me?
Well, I think I would reiterate being the best you can be, number one. Never give up. Take advantage of all the opportunities you have in front of you. You're in a little better pole position than I was when I was your age, as far as me being able to afford to do things for you, you know, as far as school goes and tutors and things of that nature. So don't take those things for granted. Take everything you can and go as far as you can with school, and that will open more doors for you down the road.
Mm-hmm. All right, just to close the podcast out, I'm Matt Scambray. We interviewed David Scambray, my dad. Thank you for listening.